Runners and spectators will see a lot more security around the Salt Lake City Marathon on Saturday. After the bombings at the Boston Marathon on Monday, marathon planners developed some new security strategies. Deputy Salt Lake City Police Chief Terry Fritz says the Utah Highway Patrol and the Utah National Guard and other agencies have brought in additional resources for the race.
For example, we've added about four different explosive ordnance teams, our bomb squads, that will be out and about in full uniform.
Steve Bingham is the race organizer. He's asking those who come to cheer on the runners to travel light.
We've been asking folks to leave their bags at home if they don't need them. Given the nature of how the bag or how the bombs were delivered in Boston, there's no need to bring big purses if you're there to cheer on your friends or your family members.
The events begin at 6 a.m. on the University of Utah campus with the finish line at Liberty Park. About 7,000 runners are expected to participate. Dan Bomas, KUER News.